Beckham Sports, good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.
Get a bundle and we will upgrade your internet to 3 meg for DSL customers and 5 meg for fiber customers for no additional cost. Hi, this is Jill from Marnie Elkhorn. You can power up your internet experience so you can do more with all your connected devices. You'll appreciate the amped up internet horsepower when surfing, streaming, or sharing so you can do more in less time. Our unlimited internet product is great for homework, watching online video, doing research, or video chatting. Call or stop in with your questions. Marnie Elkhorn. Your local connection to it all.
The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association announced its all-state squads yesterday afternoon. They announced a super team that's just made up of all the players in the state. It doesn't include any players here in our immediate area. But they also announced first and second teams in each of the four classes. In Class 3A, a couple of second team picks from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Robert Lyons of Denison, a senior, was a second team first baseman, while David Radigan of Harlan was named a second teamer. The senior was picked as a utility player. In Class 2A, there were a slew of players picked on both teams. On the first team squad, Chris Halber of Kemper Catholic, a senior, was named as a pitcher. Also on the first team was catcher Jake Lewis of St. Albert. Alex Sorensen of Trainer was the first team's second baseman, and Casey Berg of IKM Manning was selected as a utility player to the first team. All four players are seniors. A couple of second team selections as well. Braxton Mitten of Trainer was named as a second team catcher, while Avery Humphreys of Trainer was named as an outfielder on the second team. Both those players are seniors as well. Also on the Class 1A squads, Brendan McAllister of Coon Rapids Bayard was named as a first team selection as a catcher. He is a senior. Also, Brett Karstens, a junior from Coon Rapids Bayard, was a second team pick as a pitcher, while Brennan Azinger of Logan Magnolia was a second team pick. The senior was listed as a first baseman. Also, the All-Star Series, which was played facing off West and East large and small schools. The championship game went to the large school West team. They beat the small school East team 7-3 in the championship. Consolation match saw the large school East team win 5-1 over the small school West squad. That was a four-day event. In Major League Baseball, Francisco Liriano was dominant, coming off the worst outing of his career, and the Pittsburgh Pirates got home runs from Pedro Alvarez and Garrett Jones in a 5-1 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. That win snapped a season-worst four-game losing streak and gave Pittsburgh a three-game lead in the National League Central. The Pirates had a five-run cushion after four innings against rookie Shelby Miller, who didn't miss a turn 5 days after he got drilled on the elbow, lasting just two pitches against the Dodgers. Liriano allowed four hits with six strikeouts and needed just 94 pitches to beat the Cardinals for the second time this year. He's 3-0 in his career against St. Louis. His last time out, the lefty was punished for 10 runs in 2 1/3 innings at Colorado. Elsewhere in National League play last night, Cincinnati beat Chicago 5-0. It was Colorado over San Diego 4-2. Washington beat San Francisco 6-5. Atlanta down Philadelphia 6-3. And the Dodgers beat the Mets in 12 innings by a 5-4 final. The Miami Marlins took advantage of an error by the Kansas City Royals to score the go-ahead run in the seventh inning Wednesday, and then they turned to their bullpen to wrap up a 5-2 victory. The Royals were leading 2-1 when Coy Hill doubled off reliever Tim Collins to start the seventh. Christian Yelich then hit a grounder toward third that utility man Elliot Johnson let through his legs, putting runners on second and third with nobody out. Donovan Solano and Logan Morrison followed with RBI groundouts. That gave the Marlins the lead. That was enough for the Marlins' bullpen as Dan Jennings got through the sixth, A.J. Ramos worked the seventh and eighth, and Steve Cishek handled the ninth inning for his 26th save. Cishek struck out Alex Gordon with runners on first and second to end that contest. Just two other interleague games yesterday, Arizona beating Baltimore in 14 innings, 5-4. Texas a 5-4 winner over Milwaukee. Also in the American League, Cleveland beat Minnesota in 12 innings, 9-8. It was Detroit over Chicago, 6-4. The Yankees beat the L.A. Angels 11-3. Alfonso Soriano for the second straight game had a couple of home runs for the Yankees. He drove in a career-high 7. He has 13 RBIs in his last two games for the Yankees. Also, Toronto beat Boston in 10 innings, 4-3. Tampa Bay topped Seattle 5-4. Houston beat Oakland in 11 innings by a final of 2-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball, Iowa wins a squeaker over Sacramento 2-1, while Omaha shuts down Fresno by a score of 1-0. In other baseball news, Kansas City has acquired versatile Emilio Bonifacio from Toronto for cash or a player to be named later. Bonifacio was traded to the Blue Jays from the Marlins last offseason and was hitting .218 with 3 homers and 12 stolen bases. He's played all 3 outfield spots but can also play second base and third base, 2 positions of importance for the Royals due to injury. St. Louis Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina expects to be in the lineup today, the first day that he's eligible to come off the 15-day disabled list from a right knee strain. St. Louis Cardinals outfield prospect Oscar Tavares will undergo surgery after a high right ankle sprain did not respond to treatment. The Cardinals had anticipated the 21-year-old Tavares would make his Major League debut this season. He was the Texas League Player of the Year last season at AA Springfield, hitting .321 with 23 homers and 94 RBIs and 10 steals. Tavares was limited to 46 games and 173 at-bats this season at AAA Memphis, hitting .306 with 5 homers and 32 RBIs. Tavares injured the ankle twice this season and hasn't played since mid-July. General Manager John Mozeliak said Tavares' ankle was not showing any improvement. In football news, Pro Bowl running back Jamaal Charles remains sidelined by a strained right foot and likely will miss the Kansas City Chiefs preseason game tomorrow night against San Francisco. Charles left the practice field on Monday and speculation ran rampant that the injury was serious. X-rays came back negative and the Chiefs still consider him as day-to-day. The Chiefs practiced only in shells for the final time at Missouri Western on Wednesday before they move their base back to Kansas City next week. They'll hold a closed walkthrough on Thursday before playing the 49ers at Arrowhead Stadium. The only other notable absence at practice was linebacker Akeem Jordan. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said that he had a personal matter but would rejoin the team today. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs waived linebacker Chad Kilgore and signed cornerback Kennard Cox prior to their final practice yesterday at Missouri Western. Kilgore, who played at nearby Northwest Missouri State, spent time in training camp with the Raiders last season. He played high school football in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. A long shot to make the team, he was waived to clear space for Cox, who's played 29 games in 4 NFL seasons spent with Jacksonville and Seattle. The former 7th-round pick has also spent time with the Bills and the Packers earlier in his career. The Chiefs play their second preseason game tomorrow night at Arrowhead. They'll resume their training camp at their own practice facility then next week. In other NFL news, the New England Patriots got a scare Wednesday when quarterback Tom Brady limped off the practice field after appearing to hurt his left knee when he was hit after throwing a pass. A person familiar with the injury says Patriots quarterback Brady sprained his left knee in a practice and his return is day-to-day. Brady tore the anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee during a game in 2008 and missed most of that season. Washington quarterback Robert Griffin III has taken his first 11-on-11 snaps at training camp as he continues his recovery from reconstructive knee surgery. RG3 ran 16 plays with the first-string offense, completing 7 of 10 passes with 1 interception. Griffin had been limited to just 7-on-7 drills during camp. Authorities say Denver Broncos linebacker Von Miller was arrested and released Sunday on a warrant alleging he failed to appear in court on a misdemeanor. A Denver television station reported that the warrant alleges he failed to appear for a court hearing on charges of careless driving, driving without a license, and no proof of insurance. Separately, Miller is facing a 4-game suspension for violating the NFL's drug abuse policy. He appealed, and a hearing is scheduled for today. The Raiders have suffered a major blow with the loss of starting left tackle Jared Veldheer. He suffered a torn left triceps, and he'll miss a significant portion of the upcoming season. And Arkansas head cross country and track and field coach Chris Bucknum has been inducted into the University of Northern Iowa Athletics Hall of Fame. Bucknum is one of 6 people inducted in the 2013 Hall of Fame class. That induction ceremony will take place at the UNI campus on November 8th. Prior to taking over the Arkansas program, Bucknum was UNI's head men's track and field coach from 1984 through 2008 and the women's head coach from 1997 through 2008 after beginning his career as a men's assistant at UNI in 1979. During his tenure at UNI, Bucknum guided his teams to 35 league titles and 2 top 10 and 6 top 20 finishes at NCAA indoor and outdoor championships. He coached 3 individual national champions and 34 All-Americans who earned a total of 85 different honors. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.